Now, if you're someone who has trouble swallowing pills or just isn't likely to take a vitamin every day if it's a large, chalky pill, gummy vitamins might seem like a great solution. Vitamins in gummy form are showing up more and more on store shelves, and a lot of people seem to be using them. They're sweet and chewy, but are they any good for us? Becky Kirkenbusch is a clinical dietitian at Watertown Regional Medical Center in Watertown. She's also a media representative for the Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Becky, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Becky, we've observed here at Central Time a lot of these gummy vitamins out here. There have been articles about them. Are people using these things more and more?
They are. About over half Americans take some type of supplement every day. Multivitamin supplements are certainly one of the more popular choices. The gummy version, I think, began being marketed towards children, but now it's certainly been increased for adults, and we see more adults choosing this version of vitamins.
And were these marketed toward kids originally, and then we saw this kind of mission creep?
Right, they were. Children have a harder time taking pills. They might be pickier with eating, so parents are trying to fill that nutritional deficiency or that void by giving them a supplement. But now adults are finding that they are enjoying these, too. They're easy to take, they taste good, and they're very convenient.
What kind of range of products are out there now? What kind of supplements are in gummy form?
Basically, you can find any sort of multivitamin mineral. You can find the individual vitamins and minerals as well, too. So that could be just if you wanted just a vitamin C or you wanted a calcium, you can find those in the chew or the gummy version. So you name it, and they've been able to put it into gummy form.
Now, are these an effective way to get vitamins? To the extent that we want to take supplements at all, are there advantages or disadvantages to gummy vitamins?
Sure. Well, I always advocate for getting your complete nutrition through food first, but that's not something that, you know, all people can do for various reasons. So, you know, gummy versions, certainly they taste better. They come in different flavors like fruit, mint, chocolate, and they're great for those who have difficulty swallowing pills and tablets. Some people take so many medications that they go through what we call pill fatigue. So it's easier for them to think about chewing on a gummy vitamin versus taking one more tablet or pill. They can be more quickly absorbed than pills because you chew them before they're digested. So there are some definite positives. Some of the cons to taking them would be that they do cost more than the pill form. And then you do have to be aware that they have a higher sugar content. So there's about 1 to 3 grams of sugar for 2 gummies, and usually a gummy supplement requires 2 gummies as a serving. So if you're consuming it in the recommended amount, that's not a big amount of sugar to take in, but you do then have to realize that it's better to take that and then brush your teeth and floss because you still have the risk for tooth decay, bacteria growth, and plaque. So we do want people to be aware of that. Some of the gummy vitamins, because of the great taste, we do fear that children may view them as candy. So we do want parents to be aware of that so that there is not overconsumption, which could potentially be toxic. We recommend storing the gummy vitamins in an area that's out of reach for small children.
Talking to Becky Kirkenbusch, clinical dietitian at Watertown Regional Medical Center, talking about the rise of gummy vitamins and whether they're an effective way to get your nutrition. And Becky, I want to talk about that last point you made a little bit more. I think it's easy for kids or grown-ups to think, well, if a little bit of vitamins is good for me, a lot is better. If these are like candy, I might start eating them like candy. What are some vitamins we have to be careful because you really can get too much of a good thing?
Right. So there are vitamins which are called fat-soluble vitamins. Vitamin A, D, E, and K. So those are vitamins that are not easily excreted out of the body. They are stored in the body and stored with fat. So those are the ones we're most concerned about overdoing or building up and becoming toxic. Some of the other vitamins, which we are water-soluble vitamins, we can excrete, but the fat-soluble vitamins are not that way.
Now, we started off, of course, talking about these gummy vitamins, but you were saying earlier, plan A, your first choice for people is to get as much nutrition as they can from the food they eat. What are some things that are you recommend people that are easy to add to the diet that might be covering some of these vitamins that they might want to cover in supplements instead?
Sure. So I know that people take calcium supplements. So good sources of calcium would be if you like yogurt or milk or cheese. Other people, they take vitamin C supplements. So you can get vitamin C certainly in your fruits, especially your citrus fruits, but also in some of your vegetables like broccoli and sweet potatoes, which most people don't think about. So your fruits and vegetables will have a lot of the vitamins and minerals that that people seem to supplement with a multivitamin. Most Americans just don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, the recommended servings, and so that's why they seem to be lacking in those nutrients.
It's easy to add a vitamin gummy or otherwise to our
right.
daily routine, morning or night or whatever. Do you kind of help people add those beneficial fruits and vegetables to their daily routine, their lifestyle?
Right. We go over what we call the My Plate, which is the five food groups. We try to get a diet recall, see which foods are they lacking in or where can we add foods. If they're not eating a fruit at breakfast, is there some way that we can add something like berries to their cereal? They're not having a vegetable at lunch or dinner. Is there something that they might enjoy, like a side salad or adding some vegetables to a sandwich? So I always say food first, and then if we need supplements, we can certainly do that.
And in your practice, is there something a lot of us are just doing wrong that you're consistently worried about for the patients you see?
What I see is there's a fear of food. People seem to vilify one specific food or one specific food group, where people will tell me that they can't eat carbohydrates, or they have to stay away from anything that is white, or they can't have bread or potatoes. And that's not accurate. So I try to encourage people to look at the whole picture, look at your diet as a whole, and not just be siloed with one particular food or food group. Because if you start excluding those, it can build up, and then you're going to be missing out on certain nutrients the more you exclude.
We'll leave it there. Becky, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Been talking to Becky Kirkenbush, clinical dietitian at Watertown Regional Medical Center and a media representative for the Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. She joined us today to talk about the gummy vitamin trend. You may have seen it on store shelves, maybe even on your household shelves, whether or not they still provide nutritional value. The verdict, yeah, watch the sugar, but eat better food too.